The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. On most Sundays, I would suspect, the scripture readings have a variety of themes, we might call it, or something that we can sort of grasp hold of. It might be in the gospel, it might be in one of the other two readings, or it could even possibly be in the psalm. Take, for instance, the gospel, where Jesus specifically mentions the law, anger, adultery, divorce, and the taking of oaths or swearing. Jesus challenges us to think differently. His core message is crystal clear. Only the one who continues to grow into the fullness of the law to love God and neighbor can join in the friendship of God now and forever. A common danger for us is to bargain with God's law, to play one part off another. To accept that one should not commit murder seems reasonable enough, but to always refrain from denigrating another's character seems to be above and beyond what is humanly realistic. If we abide by the precept to avoid murder, we can fool ourselves into believing that character assassination is not such a bad thing after all. Such thinking evokes Christ's unmistakable condemnation. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says clearly that he is calling us to a better way, to a higher ideal, to a more generous response. True, we will fail now and then, but we do have the sacrament of reconciliation. God's forgiveness is always available. God's preaching and challenge are to never settle for mediocrity, but to respond daily to the seeds of the courageous faith that God has given us, that God has sown in our minds and in our hearts. We must be willing to let our Creator transform us every day of every year of our lives. The choice is ours. One way will lead to sin and death, the other will nourish life, life in abundance. Let us choose life, for it is our glorious calling. It is the way to prove that we are truly God's sons and daughters.